Full time here at Coldon. Has finished Tommy's Wells 3, Faversham Strike Force 3. Second half kicked off with one apiece. Faversham Strike Force did take the lead from a long throw from the right hand side, headed on towards goal. Rory Ward did manage to get a header off the line on the first attempt, but went felled straight to a Strike Force player who managed to just tap it in for 2-1. A few minutes later, the Wells were reduced to 10 men after Owen Panicelli seemed to have let his arm go loose from the side of him and caught one of the Strike Force players in the face. Referee showed a straight red card. Tommy Wells managed to get back in the game 2-2 with another driving ball down on the right-hand side towards Regan Cork, who managed to run away off his defender and put it into the bottom left-hand corner for 2-2. Faversham Strike Force then took the lead again, 3-2. Similar to their second goal, it was another long throw, set piece from the right-hand side, which was headed in to an empty net on the right-hand side corner. Tommy Wells made three substitutions, and towards the end of the game, the Wells did equalise, and it was substitute Hayden Marshall. Got the ball out on the left-hand side of the box, managed to dink his way into the box past the defender and put it past the goal, on-rushing goalkeeper down on the left-hand side. Full-time here at the Culverdon. First game of the season has finished Tunbridge Wells 3, Faversham Strike Force 3. I'm Jamie Good, reporting for West Kent Radio.